This tactical composure worksheet combines some core tactics in the program for you to be able to prepare for potentially tense or demanding situations, or even to go over a past situation and determining how you may want to compose yourself and handle that differently in the future. So it combines recognizing signs of tension or recognizing a situation that's bothering us, being able to regulate our tension down towards better composure, reframing our thoughts and deliberately determining the thoughts that were going to work for us and serve us in the future, and then rehearsing an actual approach that we'll take that's going to serve us well in terms of what we will say, do, think, and any wise action that we may put into place. So the worksheet has some tips along the way, but let's just go through in each section just to familiarize yourself with the worksheet. In section one, in recognizing, it reads like this. When situation X happens, I typically react by, and the consequences or the effects of this are such and such. So we have you determining the situation in your mind, writing down what it is. What specifically is the behavior, the situation, perhaps an interaction that triggers tension or bothers you in some way. Then record what you tend to think, do, say, or feel, or notice in your body. What actions do you take when this happens? Or which actions did you take in this situation that's in front of mine right now? And what were the consequences of that? Did it seem helpful or unhelpful? Did it increase levels of tension or discomfort? Or did it seem to reduce them? So this makes us more aware and gets out of autopilot. In part two, we're reframing. So this goes like this. I typically think or just thought these types of automatic thoughts in this situation. However, I can choose to reframe to deliberate helpful thoughts such as. So in this section, we ask you to write down the actual words and phrases and sentences that you notice in your mind, leaving in some of the hot words that might be trigger words, not editing them out in any way, because these may be the cause of some of the tension. Not all automatic thoughts are unhelpful or uncomfortable or negative. Sometimes they're simply just the way they are and we'd leave them in. However, you get to choose to reframe to thoughts that are going to work for you and reduce the tension. So we get you to write down your reframed thoughts, words, sentences that you could use in your mind next time the situation occurs. It may help you deal with past situations that have been bothering you in your mind as well. And there are reframing tips there along the side of this worksheet. Now, during this part of the worksheet or at any time, it's helpful to actually take the time to really think through, write down your responses, or perhaps talk them through with someone that you trust or that you feel will give you some sensible advice. In this way, we're slowing down the thought patterns. We're sort of revealing what is actually going on in your mind, and it might get to the key issue that is causing some sort of frustration or block in some way. And by dedicating 10 or up to 20 minutes is certainly an investment in you, and that will pay back to you. Because not only are we allowing the frontal parts of your brain, the control centers, to activate and to be diplomatic and more clear in their thinking, it also gives you a way forward that you may feel gives you a sense of control and order, even if things aren't perfect or things aren't going to change immediately. Part three is regulating tension and gaining composure. And this goes like this. I can help myself regulate tension levels right now or during this situation using one or more of the following. And then there's a checklist there, which includes a list of tactics from the program that you may find have helped you in the past or could help you in the future when X situation happens. Things like just recognizing what's going on and knowing it's a trigger, becoming aware of yourself in the moment, or regulating down using deep breathing or a grounding mindfulness activity, or perhaps just refocusing, using the wise part of the brain to refocus on the next priority action or just keep going a little slower and a little steadier. And we move over to part four, which is rehearsing a composed response. So this is about determining a composed response that's going to serve myself or you, the situation and the context well. It activates the wise brain. The question is this. So when X situation happens next time, I will do, or I will think, or I will say, and what I won't do. It's best to have this worded in positive tones, though, in terms of what you will do rather than what you won't do. And it includes a guide to wise action. It may be that when it all boils down, it's a situation where just stopping and observing might help, or listening, or perhaps coming up with a plan to give feedback or to ask for help in some way, or going and seeking advice. It may be that action's required immediately, or it may be that, you know, this is a situation I can just hold and pause on, and I can gather my thoughts, energy, and a plan for later. And for now, it's simply just moving through this situation or this awkward feeling for now. And I've got room to do that, and I've got the ability to do that. The last part of the workshop asks you to determine the results. So even right now, after you've done the worksheet and you've worked through a scenario, does it feel any different? Do you feel more planned or more tactical in your approach? Maybe perhaps more prepared than you were before. So any results in just doing this activity? And after you've had the chance to manage situation X in the future, what results did you get by using your tactical composure plan in that situation? And what would you do differently if you needed to change or adjust your plan as well? We expect that the first few times you tackle situation X, it may not flow as automatically as the old response. You might notice yourself after the situation and then think what you would have done. You may notice yourself halfway through the situation and sort of self-trigger that, I can notice this now, I can change, or I can take a deep breath, or I can just listen and nod. So you might use micro tactical composure through the situation as you recognize it occurring, based on the fact that you've already planned your response previously by using this worksheet. So this is really the central aspect of being tactical, being deliberate and having a plan that serves you well when situations that are likely to recur are going to happen again.